few minutes. But let's see if we can get some track up here. This is from a new CD by Sharon Corr. Let me tell you a little bit about the Corrs. In case you don't know, believe me, Sharon Corr is a member of the Irish pop rock group, Celtic musical group, the Corrs. And the other band members, as you probably would know if you've been a follower, are the brother Jim, and the sisters Andrea and Carolyn. And they have been actually they have been playing music since they were kids. But Sharon will tell you that anyway. First of all,
but when I'm in your arms, there's nowhere I can.
Here's a taste of listening there, the title of that tune is Not a Dream. Their current CD is Dream of You, and it features our guest friends, who is Sharon Corr, a member of the Irish pop rock Celtic musical group, the Corrs. And Sharon, you're very welcome to New York.
Good morning, Adrian. Thanks.
We can always we do a flashback to, believe it was your first trip to New York when all of you arrived in our studio,
yeah,
and played live. I'm not even going to guess when that was.
We probably shouldn't, Adrian. It was quite a while ago.
Now, look, you're maybe you tell us a little bit, if you will, about what brings you not only to New York, but you're actually last night. And Washington D.C. and at the Howard Theater,
yeah.
And then after tonight you're heading on to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
This is tell us about yourself now. The Corrs, you're now doing solo act.
Yeah, I'm currently writing I'm nearly finished my second solo album, so. The track that you've heard, It's Not a Dream, was from my first solo album.
Right.
Which has just been released for download in the States this week. And I go to LA next week to cut the last track for my next solo album,
yeah.
Which I'm doing with Mitchell Froom, who's a great friend of mine and a really great producer. So right now what I'm doing is, last night I had a gig in the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C., and it was fabulous. We had a great night. And I tested some of the new songs from the new record, and they loved them. By all reports, it went down really, really well. So what I'm doing is just sort of starting gigging in the US and getting people used to my solo stuff, because people have been used to the chorus stuff, and
right.
I suppose I'm kind of really introducing myself as a solo singer-songwriter at the moment in the States. So
yeah, to a lot of people, though, you don't... it shouldn't be that difficult, because, you know, to date, the chorus sold over 30 million albums.
I think it's actually closer to 40.
Really?
Yeah, I know, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And so what is it like when you... when you work as a soloist, is that a challenge?
It's pretty amazing, Adrian. I absolutely loved everything I did with the chorus, and you know, we were all writers, so it was a great experience for all of us to work together and you know, to have the global success that we did. But I had a very strong instinct to work as a solo artist as well. So it was a very, very natural thing for me when we stopped working, just to stop, you know, to keep on writing and then to write my first solo record and then my second. I'm really sort of, when you work with a band, there's a part of you that I suppose, because it's almost like the sum is greater than the parts.
Yeah.
So a little bit of what you would do naturally gets slightly diluted, but sometimes in a good way. I suppose what it is now is that I'm following my own complete path musically. And I'm finding out so many more different things about me, even just vocally. I'm in a totally different place than, let's say, I was, 4 or 5 years ago. So for me, it's a challenge, but I live and breathe it. I absolutely love it. My favorite place in the world is to be standing in front of a mic and singing to an audience. It's just the best feeling.
Now, you didn't start today or yesterday, because actually your family, you grew up in Dundalk,
yeah,
in County Louth,
yeah,
and your parents were also, they were musicians.
Yeah, my mum and dad had a band together. My mum had an amazing voice. She sounded like Karen Carpenter. I mean, she was just a really, really beautiful voice, and mum and dad passed on that talent to us and really encouraged us to follow our dreams, which was, you know, kind of a brave thing, I think, for parents to do, to advise children to go into the music business.
Right.
It can be pretty tricky, but we were all pretty grounded. And then I suppose when I was in my late teens, myself and Jim, before the chorus, had a duo together. So when we did that, we discovered a lot of the Irish tracks that we ended up then playing in the chorus, like Toss the Feathers and stuff, even that I have
right
in my current set, like Cooley's Reel and Jenny's Chickens, were stuff that Jim and I kind of discovered in our gigs together before the chorus. So yeah, it's been I've had a couple of incarnations at this stage, and it's all been good.
Yeah, and actually you had didn't you play all for a number of years until you were about 14 in the Redeemer Youth Orchestra of County Louth. What was that?
Well, that was, we were very lucky in Dundalk to have a parish priest that moved in who was a violin teacher, and a pretty magnificent violin teacher. And he taught, you know, basically a lot of the kids in the neighborhood, and formed an orchestra. And a lot of those kids went on to be, you know, in the Guildhall and very various different parts of the world, doing amazingly in different orchestras. And I was one of those pupils who went on with my violin to do what I did. So I was in the Redeemer Youth Orchestra, and then I was also in the Junior Irish Youth Orchestra. So, yeah, they were amazing experiences.
Yeah. Now, to play in B.B. King's, that's a new experience, and believe me, one that many would only dream of.
Yeah. I can't wait. I mean, I'm working with a band of musicians over here who are pretty incredible. They kind of blow me away. They're so good. So
how do you get the musicians and band when you're on the road?
How do I get them? Is that your question? Oh, well, my manager sorted that out for me. So, I mean, you basically just take recommendations from other people and from other musicians. I mean, I kind of went through my producer in L.A., Mitchell Froom, and he advised me on who we should ask.
Do you have different bands in different areas when you...
Yes.
When you perform?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have a band that I use for Europe, which are a band of Irish guys.
Uh-huh.
Who are absolutely amazing as well. And then it just makes sense to have another band in the States. Although I did bring over my Illan Pipe, come banjo, come whistle player with me, because that's kind of hard to replace.
Yes. Okay. So now, and actually, Culture Ireland is showcasing, you know, outstanding Irish contemporary performers in New York for this week.
Yeah.
So you're meeting a lot of, I assume anyway, performers and artists and presenters and managers, and there'll be a lot of that taking place, actually. It's I believe it's down at the, it's in the Hilton.
Right.
Here. And this is a showcase of the best that Ireland, you know, has to offer in different genre of music.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, for you to you know, for go to Irish pop, rock, Celtic music, what is your favorite, or what, for instance, will you be doing at B.B. King's tonight?
What will
you be performing?
Well, I'm going to perform a couple of new songs tonight, and then I'm going to perform... I did a track on my album with Jeff Beck, on the album that's out right now, on Dream of You, and it's Manon Aheron, which means Woman of Ireland.
Woman of Ireland, yeah.
It's a really, really, really beautiful tune, and I was very, very lucky to get to record it with Jeff, so it's a really stunning piece of music. So, I mean, tonight, I suppose, what I want to show is the sort of breadth of what I do on stage, because I do a number of different things. I will perform just at the piano and me on vocal, so it can come down really, really quiet. And then I'll also do a really big epic performance with the whole band, and it'll be, you know, an Irish traditional piece. And then there's also a lot of pop rock involved in all the songs that I'm writing. So it is a pretty big show, and it's very, very, very dynamic. So tonight I'm choosing songs that show what is expressed on each individual part of my bigger show.
Now, you did say that iTunes, just this week.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, tell us about iTunes and how listeners can actually link up with that. And I'll be making notes here for myself while you're doing that.
Oh, it's very easy. You just go into iTunes, and you just go into search, and you search for Sharon Corr, and my album will come up, and then you can download it from there.
Yeah.
Very simple.
And it's indeed one of the very simple things, in that even before your new album comes out, you're able to get some of the tracks from their Dream of You. And that CD won't be actually out for... you know, a few months in the future. So this is it's a whole new approach to social communications. In the background, we're listening to a little bit of Manon Aheron, and my guest is Sharon Corr. So how do we get in touch with you, and how do we get your music?
You can get my music on, you know, iTunes, and you can get in touch with me via Twitter. It's @Sharon_Corr. So I'm pretty prolific on Twitter. I have 40,000 followers on Twitter. So I'm on there all the time.
Yes. Okay.
And you can also go onto my website, which is
sharoncore.com. SharonCore.com. That's with two R's. Good luck, Sharon.
Thank you. Can I just say, Adrian, that I'm in the Tupelo Music Hall tomorrow night in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
In Londonderry, New Hampshire.
I am. I'm on at 7 p.m.
Terrific.
Thank you, Adrian.
All right. Well, God bless and congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Sharon Carr there, friends, who... And he is getting, maybe B.B. King's is getting a break tonight by having Sharon Carr. We are listening to Sharon on violin here, and she did mention that this is a dream of you, a little bit there of the...